This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. There's a dispute over a Trump-era White House aide's dramatic testimony before the House January 6th committee. She told of President Trump's determination to go to the U.S. Capitol to be with his supporters that day. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Cassidy Hutchinson says a White House security official told her the president was furious his Secret Service detail leader would not take him to the Capitol, and the president reacted inside his SUV.
The president reached up towards the front of the vehicle to grab at the steering wheel.
When Agent Bobby Engel grabbed his arm, the president lunged at Engel. Hutchinson says Engel was in the room when Deputy White House Chief of Staff Tony Ornato told her the story just after the incident.
Mr. Engel did not correct or disagree with any part of the story.
But a person familiar with the matter says both men are willing to testify under oath that no agent was assaulted and that Trump never lunged for the wheel.
China says NATO has a Cold War mentality. Beijing says NATO disrupted Europe and should stop trying to mess up Asia and the whole world. To use a spokesman's words, NATO leaders are meeting in Spain. President Biden's there.
NATO is strong, united, and the steps we're taking during this summit are going to further augment our collective strength.
Ukraine's President Zelensky is asking NATO for more weapons to fight off Russia. Violent protests by farmers in the Netherlands who are angry about government anti-pollution plans that may include buying out some farms that produce ammonia. A prison inmate's been killed in a fight at the Greenhaven Correctional Facility in Stormville, New York. Another inmate injured. In South Dakota, three people accused of kidnapping an FBI employee and taking his car have pleaded not guilty. This is AP News. It's sentencing day for R&B star R. Kelly in a federal sex trafficking case in New York. The AP's Julie Walker is there.
The singer faces the possibility of 25 years or more in prison. A jury found the 55-year-old guilty of racketeering and other counts last year. Outrage over Kelly's sexual misconduct with young women and children was fueled in part by the docuseries Surviving R. Kelly, which gave voice to accusers who wondered if their stories were previously ignored because they were Black. The judge will hear statements from victims and possibly Kelly himself before imposing a sentence. His lawyers say Kelly should get a break because of the sex abuse he experienced as a child. Julie Walker, New York.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is overseas, meeting with Pope Francis this morning and receiving communion during a papal mass, say witnesses, despite her support of abortion rights. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. All so that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.